Hey, is it a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Fans, glad to have you with us for the Friday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Friday, July the 20th, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a good show today, a Friday show today. I got a couple ideas we're going to get into today. Obviously, we are going to talk about the British Open, and I'll have a British Open update for you here in this segment. We'll get into the ACC media days as Dabo Swinney and Mitch Hyatt and Cleveland Farrell among the Clemson contingent. Let you hear some from what a lot that was said up in Charlotte yesterday, in case you didn't hear some of that. Final day of SEC Media Days yesterday. We'll let you hear what Will Muschamp and Deebo Samuel and DJ Wonnum and Jake Bentley had to say yesterday. We'll get that to you. Major League Baseball back underway. Had a game last night. Cubs beat the Cards 9-6. Cards without Mike Matheny for the first time, and now the rest of Major League Baseball gets underway with some pretty interesting games. You have the Braves and Nationals. You have the Mets and Yankees. So some pretty cool stuff coming up there. Brett Musburger's back. We'll tell you where he is. The NFL Players Association agreed to freeze the anthem rules for now. We'll tell you about that a little bit. And I've got that article about the top 25, everybody's record against top 25 schools in the playoff era. So we'll get that to you coming up a little bit. A lot to do here on a Friday. I'm going to do an open line Friday. I'll tell you why I come up here in a second. But I'm going to throw it over to our friend, John Hyatt. John underscore Hyatt on Twitter. Get in touch with him. Man, I know he'd love to hear you. The end of his 2 week right now, it won't be the last time we hear from John. John will come on the show occasionally, hopefully, if he ever on his way into work or something like that. I'd love to hear from him there. And then, you know, heck, Zach, he's liable to take another fortnight off sometime here in the next couple of weeks. Who knows if he's going to come back to work again. But anyway, we really enjoyed having him, and he's been heard a lot of very positive comments and really awful lucky to have him here the last few weeks, actually. But good morning, John Hyatt. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Mickey. How about yourself?
Great, man. Great. I got some good news for you.
Good news?
Monday morning. What time do you have to be at the day job Monday?
About 9:30.
Why don't you sleep in until about 8:30 or so? Wouldn't it be nice?
I don't know. I kind of... I'm not used to getting up now.
Yeah.
Get up and tune in. Fan first, employee second.
I like it, man. Very cool. Very cool. How was your day yesterday?
It was good. It was good. Just, you know, left here, went to the day job, and kind of fell asleep in the recliner pretty early. So
I like
it was not a bad day.
I like it. I can certainly see that. There's a... that recliner can be good to you, man. You know, that's a little sign of age in there whenever you can have that recliner when you know sitting up or sleep sitting up.
Oh yeah,
that's a really good sign as far as the age is concerned through all that.
So I'm aging well. That's good to know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're there aging you well,
gracefully. Sure. I should. There, is that the expression there?
No. Well, at 30, a whole whopping 30.
A whole whopping 30. With all these millennials around this station.
I had a hard time with 30 because people gave me like black balloons and 40 wasn't bad, 50 wasn't bad. Okay. But 30 for some reason, everybody was like, you know, you're old now for some reason. But
yeah, getting a lot of that. But yeah. That's okay.
Yeah, that's all right.
I'm getting a lot of that from Mr. War 24.
That's fine, man. He'll hope to live that long, you know, that day too. Man, I had a day yesterday, a monumental day yesterday. I told you as we were going off the air that we were going to go put our 12-year and 8-month Labrador Daisy down, and we had to do that. I got home. My wife, let me brag on my wife for a second.
Please do.
When I left, quickly on what happened, like Daisy had a non-cancerous, a benign tumor that showed up about last October. And it grew really, really fast. Like most Labradors, she had these little fatty tumors, you know, everywhere. And those are harmless. But this tumor that kind of felt like clay that didn't attach anywhere, but it came up on the back of her rib cage on the right side. And so the greatest vet in the history of vets, Dr. Nathan Craddock's a guy I eat lunch with every day. And he said, bring her by. Or he even came by the house, whatever. Said, yeah. I said, we're going to have to get this off of her. So I said, man, can she do it? She's almost 12 years old now. Can she do it? Yeah, we're going to do this. Took it off of her. Sent it to the pathologist. We heard veterinary pathologist yesterday, Dr. Hamp Bruner, and said, man, look, the good news is, it's not cancerous. Non-cancer grows really fast and aggressive with this kind of mass tumor cell that she got. Bad news is it's going to come back at some point in time. And so we knew that. She had about 6 months without it, and it came back this time a little closer to a shoulder blade, but still off of it. And about 3 months ago, Nathan and Dr. Craddock did an awesome job and said, man, look, we feel like if we can – I want to give her every chance in the world to do it. And I don't think she's ready yet. And I think that we can kind of work this out. It's going to be a hard surgery. He's an unbelievable surgeon. He said it was pretty invasive, man. It went on her armpit and all kind of stuff like that. And she did really good for it. And it came back this time. On Monday, this thing was about the size of a golf ball in two different spots. And we took her on a walk Monday. You know, she walks every day. By Tuesday, it had grown. By Wednesday, she couldn't move. And it was just growing like the size, man, is like tripling and quadrupling in size in 2 days, you know. And she started bleeding. She was throwing up. She couldn't eat. She couldn't move. And that was bad. So we let her out in the yard. And Meredith says she's barking at people still. But anyway, man, I get home yesterday. My wife had gotten up because I couldn't go in and see it. I didn't know if she was dead or not when I left. And so I couldn't go in there after a long night. But Meredith's out in the yard with her. And cleaning up after and taking the hose and getting all the blood out of the garage and all the off the walk, sidewalk, and just sitting there loving and hugging on her. So we took it over there. And, you know, and I told you a couple things happened where, one, you know, the actual act itself of putting her down, that was peaceful, but it's hard, you know, to sit there and hold her while you put her down. Mm-hmm. That was peaceful, though, knowing that she wasn't going to be suffering anymore. And then, to the finality, like, you know, we got up this morning, I always let her out at 5 o'clock in the morning, and like this morning didn't let her out. You know, I go home today and won't be there. That's the tough parts of it. But, man, the positives came out of, besides coming home with Meredith crying, saying how much she missed her in the middle of the day and stuff like that. But my mom sent tons of pictures. We had friends that had pictures of her, sent it over. And then hearing from just tons of people, man, through Twitter and through Facebook and through phone calls and texts and tweets about anybody that met her, said, man, sweetest dog we ever met, that kind of stuff. So that really helped out. And so I can't thank the folks enough with the text line yesterday and the Twitter and the you know, Facebook and all that kind of stuff. So just a long, emotional day. And so, you know, we missed her this morning. We'll keep missing her every day now. But the finality of it all sort of, but in the end, man, to know that you had her for that long, that was awesome. We'll never have another one like her. There won't be one as sweet as her. We might be one that does something else better, but not sweet part, man. So we, as a result, what that means to the show, I say all that to say this, and to say thank you, first of all, and then to say as the show goes, that normally when I come home from, well, even before I leave here, I start a sheet for the next show. And I go, you know, get all the sponsor stuff up here, get the guest list up here, and then I start taking a tally of things I want to talk about the next day. And sometimes it's 10 or 12 things, sometimes it's 25 things, whatever, but just take little notes. I do that about 30 minutes, 45 minutes here before I go home. And then around lunchtime, I'll go and check and just see some sources. Something comes to me, I'll read something and we write it down. And then right before dinner, I'll sit down about 30 minutes and do some stuff. And right before we go to bed, about 30, 45 minutes, maybe an hour sometimes to write another stuff down. I didn't do any of that yesterday. So I came in this morning with nothing to talk about. Now, I knew the British Open's going on. I knew the ACC stuff was going on. I knew the SEC stuff was going on. I knew that Major Baseball starts back. I knew that the, there's a lot of gossip on these notes. But really, just don't have a whole lot. So.
Right.
We're going to have a little open line Friday like we did last week where whatever you want to talk about, I'm going to try to answer every text, every Twitter, and every phone call. So we'll try doing that today.
I like it.
Yeah, pretty cool stuff. Let me give you a British Open leaderboard update. Tiger Woods has bogeyed two of his first three. It's raining pretty significantly. It just kind of backed off a little bit, but it's got a fairly significant amount of rain over at Carnoustie right now. Tiger bogeyed, part his first hole, hit an errant drive on two, I know, and bogeyed two and three. He's had a good drive down the fourth fairway. The ball's still bouncing, but it's not bouncing quite as far. The golf course can play a lot longer today, so that would be very interesting.
Looks like it lost some of the bouncy ball effect.
It did.
Nice drive by Tiger.
Very nice drive there. The leader from yesterday, local kid Kevin Kisner, who grew up playing South Carolina Junior Golf Association and South Carolina Golf Association stuff, University of Georgia stuff too. He won't go off until 12:53 their time, which is, I had to figure all that out. Anyway, a little later today. Zach Johnson is 4 under par in the tournament through 10 holes. He shot 69 yesterday. He's 2 under par today. Eric Van Rooyen is 4 under. He's not teed off yet. Tony Finau's not teed off yet. Xander Lombard, never heard of him. Went off, is at 4 under par, 67 yesterday, and he goes off later on. The big mover today, Tommy Fleetwood, is 4 under par on the day through 13 holes, 3 under par for the tournament. Rory McIlroy, who shot 2 under yesterday, had it to 4 under. He just made his first bogey of the day. He is 3 under the tournament through 12 holes. Francisco Molinari is 3 under through 9. Let's see here. Jason Day is 2 under on the day through 8 holes. He's in the top 10 right now. John Rahm goes later off at 2 under par. Kyle Stanley, who shot 1 over yesterday, is 2 under today through 7 holes. So he's 1 under for the tournament. He's tied for 18th. And players on the golf course making a little bit of a Brooks Koepka, who shot 1 over yesterday. He's back to even par. They're going 1 under through his first 5 holes today. Told you that Tiger Woods is 2 over through 3 today. He shot even par yesterday. He's tied for 65th right now. Ernie Els goes later. He's 2 over par. See anybody you care about out there now. A little bit later on, Bubba Watson, who plays terrible at the British Open. Don't understand it. You think he played great there. 4 over through 5 holes and got a hustle to make the cut. Dustin Johnson shot 76 yesterday. Man. And now he's even par through 11 holes.
That's crazy.
Sergio Garcia is 5 over through 4 holes.
I hate to see that.
Yeah, these guys having to hustle to make the cut at some point in time in here. So anyway, a little early look. Let me see what Mickelson is here for our Phil Mickelson fans. Good news for Mickelson. So far, no penalties.
but the real question is, cufflinks?
Ah, cuff and link.
Cufflinks? I mean, this would be the appropriate tournament for him to wear his cufflinks and links play.
That's very good. Yeah, links. Yeah, no doubt.
A little wordplay there.
Ricky Fowler, by the way, 1 under yesterday. We won't see him until later today. They play golf over there from 6:30 in the morning till 9 at night on these things. So just a long day throughout all that. Mickelson, by the way, shot 73, 2 over. And he will go later today. So he tees off a little bit later on. So anyway, that's where we are with the 147th British Open. If you have a player you care about, if you need to know, let me know. We can get to that coming up as the show goes on. Got a lot to do here. Open phone line. Texture says, sorry, brother. Think about you and your wife. Take care. Very nice of you, man. You know, one of the great things about this station, we're big enough. We're in a big market. We've got big things going on. But you still get a little hometown, a little wholesome.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, that really means a lot. And that's really helped hearing from folks on. It's really, really cool stuff hearing all that kind of stuff there. The other thing, one of the other cool things is that we can tell you about, like, job fairs. Like, if we live in a New York City show, we could tell you about a job fair, people that are hiring or anything like that. I can tell you that there's great news right now going on over at Canty and Canty Foundation. And got the great news that they are moving into a new 8,000 square foot building over by Dorman High School. And that means that they're increasing. Things are going so great. They're making a huge push here for hiring. And they're going to train you with excellent pay and health insurance and 401k and really a fun atmosphere, family owned business. They're hiring construction workers and foremen to join their production team. CantyCanFixIt.com, a way to reach out to Canty Foundation specialists. Also, call them 864-475-1671. Really cool stuff there. Let them do your crawl spaces. Had a little rain here, so crawl spaces are very important. And getting that mold and mildew out of there is awfully important. And then also, no doubt about it, that you've got to think about your any foundation issues that might ever occur. Let Canty take care of it for you. Texas at Ernie Els. And now we fight. Did you hear that story?
No.
I'll tell you during the break.
All right.
And now we fight. Short break. Heath from Newberry calling it. Heath, hang on. I got to take a quick one. We'll come back. We'll open up phone lines, texts, and tweets. Love to hear from you. The Friday edition of the Mickey Plowler Show. More after this.
Hi, friends. Mickey Plowler here for Star Granite Interiors. Nothing improves a home like beautiful granite or quartz countertop surfaces for your kitchen or your bathroom like Star Granite Interiors. For 60 years, Star Granite Interiors has built an impeccable reputation by providing its customers with the best in terms of service, selection, and price. Call today to improve your home with Star Granite Interiors. Jeremy Revis can be reached at 304-4249. It's Jeremy Revis at 304-4249. Or better yet, check him out online at stargraniteinteriors.com.
If you plan to enjoy your lawn this summer, remember, so do bugs. Change their plans with Roundup Bug Destroyer from the Home Depot. And right now, save up to $20. Bug Destroyer kills over 100 kinds of insects, even grubs and ticks, and keeps killing for 3 months without harming the lawn. It's a long summer. Better plan accordingly. Right now, when you buy more, you can save more. Up to $20 on Roundup Bug Destroyer. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
Grab your glove, load up the family, and be ready to catch all the homers and grand slams about to fly out of the J.B. Red Owen Sports Complex in Easley. Starting July 28th, the best 13- to 16-year-old baseball players in the world are coming to Easley. Only one team will claim the title of world champions, and since tickets are only $5, you and your family can be there to see it. Go to slbws.org for more information. And don't forget to bring your glove. You'll need it.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it, we guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must text now.
Superior virility on demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Just text Red to 474747 to participate in our free nationwide trial. Text Red to 474747 and be one of the thousands to proudly say, I take Red. Text RED to 474747.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code so it can strengthen any color. What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers? Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson. Your independent, local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
Dabo knows the gridiron. Brad knows the hardwood. Monty knows the diamond. And the clever people know real estate. Serving the upstate is the top team of your local Berkshire Hathaway C. Dan Joyner office. The clever people have a proven track record of selling homes faster and for more money than their competitors. Built on a philosophy of putting people over profit, the clever people know how to protect you and your investment. Call 864-940-3777 to put them to the test. Go Tigers!
The Mickey Plyler Show is on the air. 105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
My friends at Granger Nissan want you to come by this weekend and get ready for the fall. You know, a lot of you out there are very, very good at tailgating. A lot of you out there are very good at planning your tailgates and getting all stuff. Hey, let Granger Nissan get you in your next tailgate mobile. They'd love to do this. Granger Nissan of Anderson can certainly help you out. I'm on their page right now, man. And, you know, some of these SUVs, this big old Titan truck, they're really good-looking SUVs. You know, like this 2018 Kicks. It's a good little tailgate machine, man. You fit everything you need in there. And let them take care of that Rogue. It'll be a good tailgate machine for you, too. Get ready for football season. They're proud partners of the Clemson Tigers. And certainly proud of their lifetime powertrain warranty that they have. 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Everything you need is online. Do some pre-shopping. Check out their complete inventory. 411 vehicles up on there right now. Granger Nissan of Anderson. Call them today at 324-0650. Well, open line Friday for you here as we enter one of the last weekends before fall camp and really big news coming out of it. Heath is in Newberry. Heath, I appreciate you hanging on and hope you're looking forward to a great weekend. How you doing this morning?
Doing good. I've been for the past couple weeks, I sit here and look at their depth charts for not this year, but next year. And man, I don't know if I'm overthinking some stuff, but the defensive line next year, especially the tackle position, nose guard, they're just really thin and lack of experience. And it's kind of everywhere else is pretty good, but I don't know what y'all think about it. It just seems really young, yeah, really inexperienced, and that's what really worries me for next year is that front line.
You know, it's one of those things. First of all, you'll obviously cross that bridge and get there. Who knows how this season is going to play out? Who knows how much Pinckney's going to play and how much Jordan Williams is going to play? They like both of those guys. Jeffries, I could see Jeffries redshirting. We'll see. Who knows who they'll sign through it all. But, yeah, on paper right now, I think that's a very valid concern. Not a defensive end, though, because Farrell Bryant will go. Richard Yergin can go at the end of this year. I can see that. But I know they like Foster. I know they like Rudolph. And then you add to it Xavier Thomas and you add to that K.J. Henry. I don't worry about defensive ends. I think those guys will play, and I think you'll be awful excited about them this time next year. I don't think you'll be worried about Williams and Pinckney, but depth at defensive tackle is certainly one that they'll have to have somebody come along. With that said, though, I don't know what it is about this program and what it is about Brett Venables. You know, when those guys graduated before when Deshaun Williams, those guys graduated, most people didn't know Grady Jarrett, who had to play early, and he turned out pretty good. And then the next thing you know, it's the next one that comes through. Going back to say when Brandon Thompson went on, it was Deshaun Williams. The Williams moves on to Jarrett. Jarrett moves on to the guys, Lawrence and Wilkins, those guys. Now, they'll find somehow, some way, and they'll recruit, but they'll develop those guys. And depth is a concern now, but I don't think it will be this time next year. If it makes sense.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a good weekend.
Appreciate the phone call. You know, conceivably on defense for next year.
Mm-hmm.
Conceivably. Farrell could be gone. Bryant will be gone. Wilkins should be gone. Could be gone. Wilkins will be gone. Joseph will be gone. The Davis twins will be gone. Trey Lamar could turn pro. I mean, you could see that. Trayvon Mullen, you think, chance he could turn pro. I mean, there could be a lot of guys missing.
Mark Fields will be gone.
Right, Mark Fields will be gone. That's right.
Kayvon could go pro.
With that being said, that's why you recruit Xavier Thomas and KJ Henry. That's why you recruit Jordan Williams and Pinckney. That's why you go sign players like Mike Jones or Chad Smith, Shaq Smith, Jamie Huskowski, A.J. Terrell. That's why you go sign McMichaels and Goodriches and people like that. That's right. Why you go out and recruit.
You know, just with Heath bringing up that question, got me thinking a little bit. Man, this redshirt rule could really benefit us this year on the defensive tackle spot. You look at Jeffries, for example. We'll probably be able to shirt him while getting him to play in four games.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden, if we come into next year and you've got Pinckney and Williams in there to start out, well, now you got a guy with a couple games of experience while also going through power hour as your rotational guy.
It's a great point. Fantastic point.
And you're also, I mean, Darnell Jeffries already looks like a 40-year-old man. You know, after a power hour and a couple of games, he might play like a 40-year-old man, so it might be a good thing there.
You know, I asked you if 30 was tough. We need to ask Darnell Jeffries if 40 was tough.
Is it tough hanging out with all these young bucks running around?
Yeah. Text line 986-1566. Text message extraordinaire with a question. This is rare. It says, what about Xavier Kelly? Kelly will be a redshirt sophomore this year. And remember, he had the injuries as a true freshman. There were some instinctive type things to take care of. There was some, you know, level play type stuff to take care of. Part of the thing is he's played behind Bryant and Farrell. Part of the thing is that now he's got to hold off Henry and Xavier Thomas. But part of it was the A, the injury, and B, it's just adjusting to from not big-time football in Kansas to big-time college football. I think he's on schedule. He's got a great body, by the way. Looks like he's one of the first guys off the bus kind of guys.
Right.
He'll play. But I can't guarantee he's going to play because I guarantee that Henry will. I guarantee that Thomas will. I guarantee that Foster will. I guarantee that Rudolph will. So that's four guys now. So what will defensive end look like this time next year? I don't know. I don't know that yet. Sometimes you just over-recruit a guy.
Right.
I think coming into the season – coming into college football, that KJ Henry and Xavier Thomas start at a higher level than Xavier Kelly. Now, it has 2 years, you know, of redshirting and 1 year redshirt and 1 year playing. Has that prepared Xavier Kelly? Maybe. We'll see. But you know, certainly you see a guy like, I mean, Foster's a kid that smart, you know, and has added the right kind of weight. They feel really good about him and where he is. And, yeah, we'll see. We'll see where Xavier Kelly is, but it's tough for him because they've recruited, you know, some five-star guys right out there. So it's just kind of tough for him. Sometimes you just over-recruit guys. I think it's too soon to give up on Xavier Kelly yet.
Oh, absolutely.
Too soon to give up on Chris Dodd a few years ago and going on to be Kevin Dodd.
You already gave up on him. I forgot his name.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Right off the bat.
I'll tell you what, that even though we didn't win the game, that right tackle for Alabama that year, probably hasn't forgotten Kevin Dodd.
No, nor should he.
No.
Texture said, with his weight, could he move inside next year? That is a...
I've heard a little bit of that.
Yeah, you've heard some of that. If that is the case, two things happen. One is he gets a much less crowded depth chart. We told you there's only three guys next year coming back. There's only going to be three guys that have are on scholarship going into next year. Now again, who knows what the recruiting is going to look like? Who knows how that's going to turn out? But there'll be only three guys there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one part of it. Second part of it is you're a good athlete at defensive end. You become a great athlete at defensive tackle.
Right.
An athletic guy who can pass rush from the inside. If that is the case. Let me get to now coming out of the spring. I've not seen any of the official heights and weights as of yet. They'll have their official weigh-in day, but right now listed at 6'4 and 265. So could he put on 20 and play at 285? Yeah, I think he could do that. I think there's
man. Can you imagine that? Whew.
I love Text Messenger Extraordinaire. He said, if Kelly does get some meaningful playing time this year, how does it impact Trevor Lawrence's playing time? Because in the end, folks, let's just admit it. That is still about just Trevor Lawrence.
Not according to Cleveland Farrell.
I heard that yesterday. Let me touch on that in a second. Quickly. Thomas and Anderson, very good friend, texts in. Heard that ETN ran a 4.32 yesterday. True. I don't know that, but I know that whatever he needs to run, that's what he'll run. Yep. So if the DB's running a 4.32, then he'll run a 4.31. Before we know, he'll run faster than that guy. But I hadn't seen that.
We just need to get Jacoby Ford to teach ETN how to run the 40.
Right.
Let's get him down to that 4.2 range.
I saw Cleveland Farrell was asked about quarterbacks yesterday. Mm-hmm. And one of the, at the ACC media days, you move around from table to table and you, some of the things, and on the podium he was asked about it. And so one of the things that he said was, hey man, the best quarterback was Kelly Bryant in the spring. Another thing is asked about when he knows Trevor Lawrence is good, and he told a really good Trevor Lawrence story yesterday.
I did enjoy that.
Right, yeah. That was at the table. I feel like anytime you say something good about Trevor Lawrence, it's like this shot against, oh, you hate Kelly Bryant. It's not the case.
No, not at all.
A, Cleveland Farrell doesn't coach quarterbacks.
No, he just hits them.
Right. And he couldn't hit Trevor Lawrence a couple of times. Anyway.
Right.
I would say I take every piece of information I get as guarded. Mm-hmm. I would say that Cleveland Farrell, who came in, who has been with, this is his fourth year being with Kelly Bryant, the loyalty factor here of taking up for his guy.
Absolutely.
That's how I took that.
Yeah. Stick up for your guy.
I heard some really, really interesting feedback on Trevor Lawrence yesterday. From someone close to the staff, that leads me to, I am much more sure of Trevor Lawrence will eventually win the job here. Information type stuff.
Okay.
I was listening to Walt a little bit yesterday, and I think Walt is right. I think he's wrong about one thing. When he says that he said that Deshaun Watson couldn't beat Alabama last year. I totally disagree with that. I think with Deshaun Watson in there, Clemson would have beat Alabama last year. I mean, he wasn't in there, obviously wasn't going to play. But I think he is right in that I think that Kelly Bryant, as your starting quarterback, can win the national championship this year. I think you can win with Kelly Bryant this year.
I totally agree with that.
Right. So that's not the question.
Right.
To me, the question is who makes the offense go better? Mm-hmm. Which one makes the offense? Tiger Woods has made a bomb. I got distracted. Two straight birdies for Tiger. Which one makes the offense go better? Which one's more efficient on the offense? Mm-hmm. And I think that at a point this year, that will be Trevor Lawrence. When, where, how, I don't know.
No one knows. Yeah.
But I'm hearing too many things the staff are saying about Lawrence and his, just how impressive he is. So, can you win with Kelly Bryant? Absolutely. You've already won with Kelly Bryant.
Yeah.
And you can win more with Kelly Bryant.
With this roster and his team,
right.
With this roster and his talent,
right.
We could win a national championship with Kelly Bryant.
Right.
But also being said, the best players are going to play. If Trevor beats him out, Trevor beats him out.
Whoever does the wardrobe for Brooklyn Decker doesn't have to be great. She's going to look good. So she's going to look good with the wardrobe, the eye makeup, the hair people, whatever. Anyway, yeah, you can win with Kelly Bryant, no doubt. You can win a national championship with Kelly Bryant, no doubt.
Yeah.
But that's not the question.
No.
The question is, who makes the offense go better? Who opens up more weapons? Who makes you more efficient? Who moves the ball better? Who makes less mistakes? Who moves the ball better? And at some point in time, that's going to be Trevor Lawrence.
Talked to a guy yesterday. He made the analogy of, it's not like we're talking about with Kelly Bryant to Trevor Lawrence. You're going from a Pinto to a Ferrari. You're going from a BMW to potentially a Ferrari. You're not exactly in a bad situation with Kelly Bryant, but you could potentially be even better.
No, but no doubt. Good point. Delvin's been hanging on an open line Friday. Hey, Delvin, I really appreciate you hanging on so long, man. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
We're blessed. Very blessed.
I want to talk about, what do you think about it? We were talking about it yesterday, but the two deals that came first yesterday, Brad Bardell, contract extension, and Brent Fiddle's contract. What do you think about those two big signings yesterday. Well, extensions, so to speak, yesterday.
Both well-deserved, both not surprising, but both very well-deserved, both very competitive, both reflective of their value, and more than anything else, both really good insurance policies because, you know, if Brunell left, where do you go? I don't know. If Venables left, where do you go? I don't know. And so there's no doubt that there is a very, very well-earned contracts that we saw yesterday.
Yeah, and like you said, it's well deserved. Like Brad Burnett got, like you said, man, he just needed time. Like we won't be talking about the situation. Remember, everybody wanted him gone last year, and you gotta give credit to Derek Cole for sticking with him for one more year.
Yeah, and you know, it's still a lot about timing, and you got to get breaks, and it's about taking advantage of your breaks. I mean, there's so many things out there that he's not. He wasn't a better coach last year, maybe a little bit in some ways, maybe a little better every year. But some things come together for him, and you get a break or two here, and you get a transfer or two here, and the guy makes a shot or two here. But the point is you got to take advantage of it. Brad Brunell has a tough job at Clemson. This is not an easy basketball school. There's been very little history here. The support is good, but it's not like it is at other places. I talked to Brad about two Sundays ago. I saw him and we're talking about his staff and about his personnel and about recruiting and stuff like this. You know, one of the statements he made is like, people don't grow up saying dreaming of playing Clemson basketball. Because in football, there are kids that come here that just dream to play here in football. So there's a dream offer. And that doesn't happen in basketball. So he's got to make a way for kids to think about this place and find his way on the recruiting trail as a result of that. And I think he's done a good job with it. I think the transfer market has been very good to him. So take advantage of your windows. This will be his best team coming back. This will be the team that will be ranked in the top 25. It doesn't happen often. It's not an easy job as far as that goes. But from there, can you take advantage of that? And then can you elevate your program? And now can you go to an NCAA tournament 2 years in a row? What does that mean to your recruiting? What does that mean to opening guys up? Can that lead to 3 years in a row? I mean, at some point in time, Gonzaga had to start their program and start building it. Butler had to start theirs, and Wichita State had to start theirs. And so you kind of start a little brand, and you kind of get a little momentum and see if you can take advantage of the opportunities ahead of you. And I think last year was one of the few times that we saw it, and he did a good job with that. And let's see if he can continue to build on that.
Yeah, and do you think this contract that Red River signed, do you think they take him out of head coach range, or do you think that he still probably want to be a head coach one day?
I would say that he probably still wants to be a head coach one day. He's still a young man, by the way. It's not like Brent Venables is some old guy that's about to put him out to pasture. So he still has time there. But this means, I mean, $11 million is a lot of money.
yeah, it is.
And this son, and maybe his next son, you know, that would be one to think about. But one of the things you'll think about there is that I think this eliminates, he's only 47 years old.
Young man.
Right. So, but this would eliminate any mid-major job, which I think that he's done the right thing by hanging around for that. That it would, you know, he's going to be head coach. It would be have to be the right situation. And if he can get that, like Kirby Smart got at Georgia, after being with Nick Saban all the years, you know, it opened up. Is that Kansas State? I don't know. Is that?
Don't know about that. I said, yeah. Could it be Kansas State? Because they talked that this could be their coach last year.
Yeah. Oh, there's no doubt. Every year you're going to face it. So it could be that. Yeah, I don't know. What does it mean? Do you want to, would you leave your son now? And that kind of stuff. I don't know the answers to those. What he's looking for, how he's looking for, I don't know. But I do know that this eliminates any mid-major or any kind of move to a lateral type.
Group of five school.
Yeah, but even then, it's got to be the right one. I mean, Kansas opens up and he wouldn't go there. You know, would you go to a Washington State if something happened to Leach? Would you go to a Texas Tech down that way? You know, there's certain schools out there you go, I don't know. Would you go to Maryland? Would you go to a school? I don't know. I think it's got to be the right Power 5 job. You know, it's got to be the right situation. Because here's one thing Brent Venables does here. Brent Venables, year in, year out.
Thanks for my call.
Thank you, Dale. Appreciate the phone call. Brent Venables right now gets to go to work every day. He gets to recruit some of the best players in the country. He gets to coach future NFL first rounders. He gets to have one of the best defenses in the country. His team is currently constantly always ranked in the top five in the country. He gets to go to college football playoffs. He gets to win. You know, that's a pretty lofty deal where you kind of get used to that. Can you go back to trying to rebuild a 4-7, a 4-8, a 7-5, or trying to get into the Cactus Bowl, the Texas Bowl, or get into the
– right.
You know, that's a hard deal to go back to, you know? Anyway.
You got your kids. You got a bowling alley. It's tough to walk away from.
All right, we'll take a short break. Hey, Clemson ice cream. Clemson's best ice cream. We've had it. John said he loved the strawberry shortcake. I didn't do any ice cream yesterday, but I need to do some here right off the bat. These are good folks. The Clemson's best gourmet ice cream. You can find this in the pint sections there at Ingles. You can also learn more at clemsonsbest.com. These are Clemson farmers, these dairy farmers, and it carries the Department of Agriculture certified South Carolina label on it. This benefits our South Carolina College of Agriculture, or Forestry and Life Sciences. 10% go to helping fund campus programs and pay it forward initiatives with internships and scholarships and research. And so not only are you getting great ice cream, but you're also helping young people further their careers. The wholesome ingredients that you want to feel good about your family, their butterfat is rich and sweet and pure dairy. And so you get the best of it. Homemade vanilla, peaches and cream, caramel butter pecan, strawberry shortcake. It's Clemson's best gourmet ice cream. Go to clemsonsbest.com. Go to Ingles and pick you up. That's a pretty cool thing to go pick up today. Hey, we'll take a break. Randy, hang on. A lot to do. Open line Fridays. More to this.
Countdown is on. 43 days till Clemson football.
Ryan takes a snap, looks, and now I'm going to take it left side, take off and run with it, get outside the 10 to the 5, looking for the end zone, and into the end zone goes Kelly Bryant. 10th play of the drive upcoming. Bryant takes a snap, giving it to ETN. He's in it for the end zone, and ETN is in.
On the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, we are WCCP 105.5. The Roar.
You know what you could use right now? Flavor. And the best place to find a flavorful breakfast biscuit served all day, every day? Bojangles. Head to Bojangles and get two sausage biscuits for just $2.50. Bojangles. It's bow time.
When seconds count, a coach must have a team that can perform. The Tigers certainly proved that in the national championship game. You can expect the same from Priority One Security's local monitoring station. Break-ins happen in a matter of seconds. Well-trained, highly skilled operators' rapid response makes all the difference between a break-in and an attempted break-in. Trust in local monitoring from Priority One.
See us on the web at priority1security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Calling all superheroes. Do you wish there was a way to make extra money while helping others in need? Now is your chance. BioTest Plasma Center in Clemson is seeking plasma donors who will be compensated for their time and travel. New donors can earn $50 on each of their first five donations. Repeat donors earn up to $310 a month. Walk-ins welcome. Become a superhero and save lives. Schedule your appointment and get more info at biotestplasma.com. Again, that's biotestplasma.com.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear, featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno Hammocks, Kavu Rope Bags, Mountain Khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
Buying a new or pre-owned vehicle can be overwhelming. Thankfully, Hendrick Honda easily offers a world-class experience in a fair, fast, easy, and transparent environment. As the only Hendrick dealer in the upstate, we take pride in being connected to the local community in which we live and do business. Hendrick Honda easily is there to help you find the newer pre-owned vehicle just right for you. Online at HendrickHondaSC.com or at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley. Again, that's Hendrick Honda Easley.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Thursday's Burger and a Brew. Any one of our delicious burgers and domestic beer for $10. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Dabo knows the gridiron. Brad knows the hardwood. Monty knows the diamond. And the clever people know real estate. Serving the upstate as the top team of your local Berkshire Hathaway C. Dan Joyner office. The clever people have a proven track record of selling homes faster and for more money than their competitors. Built on a philosophy of putting people over profit, the clever people know how to protect you and your investment. Call 864-940-3777 to put them to the test. Go Tigers!
July is National Ice Cream Month, when we celebrate the frozen deliciousness of our favorite ice cream. Nothing celebrates National Ice Cream Month like Clemson's Best Gourmet Ice Cream, available in four distinctly southern flavors. To find out more, go to clemsonsbest.com.
The McWiler Show is on the air.
Didn't we already talk about this?
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Early in the morning, rising to the street, light me up that cigarette, and I'll strap shoes on my feet. Got to find the reason things went wrong. Got to find a reason why my money's all gone.
Where this? I had dinner last night with the general manager over at Katichi. Greg Rushing, one of my very dear friends in this world, he was telling me that Big Hairy Dog went great. Their junior tournament coming up is going great. Having more demo days right around the corner. Their restaurant's really kicking it. He brought dinner home for us yesterday. You know, when you have a loss, man, it's nice for people to bring you food. He did this yesterday and was very, very nice to do that. But it reminded me to tell you more about the food aspect of it. Go play golf, and then your wife's going to say, well, you were gone all day long. I can't believe you were gone. And they say, well, that's okay, honey. I got dinner tonight. And what I'm talking about is this thing called take and bake, that you go get these you can order online there. You can just come and pick it up after you finish up. And it's water must be placed by noon, the day of pickup. But like last night, we had barbecue, and they have stuff all week long on saying like the week before, ham, hash brown, casserole, and green beans, chicken pot pie, mac and cheese, and salad. The week before that, poppy seed chicken, mashed potatoes, green beans, and then you put it in and you take it and put it in the oven for 5-10 minutes, whatever, and it's all made. So it's really cool. They're having these take and bakes. 706-376-8956. Take the family out after church on a little Sunday and have a nice meal, which is really cool. Do the pre-golf, post-golf. That's pretty cool. But you want to get out of the doghouse? Play it, but say, honey, I got dinner tonight. For $30, you can serve four. For $15, you can serve two, and it tastes great. So appreciate him doing that last night. Katichi.com, CATEECHEE.com. 654-ROAR. We go to Anderson, South Carolina. My friend Randy checks in. Good morning, Randy. How you doing, man?
Morning, Mick. Hope you're doing okay.
Yeah, we're doing great. Hope you are, too.
Yeah, oh yeah. Anyway, I was just the caller you had a little bit earlier talking about worrying about next year. I mean, I think, yeah, you have that with every school has issues where they lose players. Of course, we have a great group of players we'll probably lose this year, but we need to enjoy the year that we got here. And I think it's a case where they'll bail out the offense to some degree until they figure out the quarterback situation this year. Next year, our offense may have to bail out the defense a little bit until they get. But think about the backups getting to see these guys play this year. They'll get and potentially with the schedule we have, they may get to play a lot this year and get a lot of all year long instruction. Another year in the weight room, and keep stacking up great recruiting years year after year. That's how you get the Alabamas and you get the Clemsons to be who they are in Georgia now with what they're doing. But, I don't worry about it because I know the coaches are going to do a great job. As long as we're still having those top 10 recruiting classes, it's just, it just stacks year on year. And that's how you get the Alabama status over the years.
No doubt about it. That's a very good point. And while that is, and every team's going to have an issue now. Let's be clear about that. Every team, there's no team that's perfect that's got all the questions answered. But just think about it like this. If the offense has to carry you next year, well, that's Trevor Lawrence and Travis Etienne and T. Higgins and Justin Ross and Amari Rodgers and Darion Kendrick and Simpson and Ankrum and Pollard on the offensive line and Vincent and some of those guys. It's going to be okay, if the offense does have to carry you. And even in on defensively, I'm getting to see Xavier Thomas and KJ Henry and some of those guys. I'm going to leave you with this in that comment. That's why I love – like there are people out there right now who say, well, I don't care anything about the Furman game. That don't mean nothing to me. Or I don't care anything about seeing them play Syracuse or Georgia Southern. That, not me, pal. Not me, because I want to see KJ Henry play.
Yep.
And I want to see Xavier Thomas play. And I want to see Jordan Williams play. And Shaq Smith now play. And I want to see Goodrich and McMichael play. And I want to see how Noah DeHond or Vincent or Bockhorst or Cade Stewart, some of those guys play.
Yeah.
Can't wait, man. I want to see Brendan Galloway play. More of those guys.
I'll probably watch the second half of the Furman game four or five times, and I'll watch the first half once, maybe twice.
That's because
I want to watch those guys play.
It's because you're a nut, man. You're a fanatic.
I have a problem, and that's why I'm here.
I love
this. This is my therapy.
I absolutely love that idea.
Yeah.
So that's wonderful. We are on an open line Friday, 654 Roar. Here's a question. 5 years, Dabo to AD, Brent Venables to head coach. I don't know. I don't know about that. Is Dabo going to be done in 5 years? If you heard Dabo yesterday in his sermon that he had up in Charlotte, that was awesome. I played it for my wife, and she's like, I could sit there and listen to that all day long.
Yep.
If you listen to that, Dabo is just a different guy.
Mm-hmm.
Dabo Swinney, who knows what he's thinking? The man's 48 years old, so at 53, I asked him this one time. We were on the driving range hitting balls together. This was 3 years ago.
Okay.
And I'm working with him on his golf swing a little bit, and trying to help. He's getting ready to go to that Chick-fil-A thing or go to play Augusta National, whatever the next day, whatever it was.
He only plays golf. No big deal.
Yeah. He only plays golf about 3 weeks a year.
Right.
That's it. This is the only time he has time for. And we're talking about his golf game, man. I'm like, you enjoy this? He goes, yeah, because I like competing. I like competing with myself. I like to get better. I like getting out and competing against my buddies.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, I do like golf. I like this. He goes, but, I just don't have time for it. And I said, well, here's a good news. I think about it. Now, he was 45, 46 at the time. Mm-hmm. And I said, how old are you now? He goes, I'm 45, 46. So I think about it, are you going to be coaching when you're 65 or 60? I said, you're in good shape. But nowadays, it's 60 years old. You've got 15 really good physical years. I play golf with a guy right now,
mm-hmm.
who qualified for the U.S. Open in the 60s. He played golf at South Carolina. Eddie Brown's one of my best friends in the world. And he shoots his age all the time. He's 73, maybe 74, maybe.
Man.
And he shoots his age all the time. Matter of fact, I play him for a beer every day. I end up buying a beer guy every day, right? And so he's in great health.
Yeah.
And he shoots his age all the time. And so let's say Dabo retires at 60. He's got 15 years of going out playing golf every day. I play golf with Whitey Jordan, who's, I don't know how Coach Jordan is now, but the guy shoots his age every single day. There's a lot of enjoyable times out there in the golf course.
Right.
And that's at 60. That's 12 years from now, not 5 years from now. So at 53, is Dabo Swinney done all he can do in coaching at Clemson and not moving?
No.
I don't know. I don't think so. But I don't know that.
Right.
Then the next question would be the successor here.
Right.
I think a lot of that depends when. I think that Brent Venables would be in that conversation.
Sure.
I think that Chad Morris would be in that conversation, depending on what happens at Arkansas.
I agree.
I think that Tony Elliott and Jeff Scott would be in that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on when and where.
So many different factors that could.
Brandon Streeter could be in that conversation.
Absolutely.
There's a lot to say about when and where and the timing of all that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a long time ago. Takes to make it you're a golf coach. I'm not. But I act like I am. I like pretending I am.
You're a real good golf coach if you get to stay at a Holiday Inn Express.
Nice.
Yeah.
In a relationship with Clemson on text line says.
Aren't we all?
It would probably still mean something for Venables to be the head of his own team. Yeah, I think everybody wants to be, not everybody, I think most of these guys want to be a head coach. So, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But do you, you're not going to take a bad job. You're not going to take a job that's going to be a step down. I mean, for instance, now Clemson wasn't playing in national title games with Chad Morris here. But let me make sure what Chad did at SMU, by the way, here. Tiger makes a par to par five. Didn't want to say that, but back to even par now. Chad Morris, when he left here and winning 10 games and coaching Deshaun Watson, I mean, coaching, I get that. But then you go to SMU and you're the coach there. Interesting stuff. Hey, top of the hour, by the way. Run out of time. Appreciate you pointing that out, John. We'll get back in this when you come back. Hour number two after this.
Keeping our goal line safe in the Priority One Security Studio.